This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
San Francisco, the Bay Area, today is your day. Not only did the Giants make a huge trade last night, basically yesterday afternoon, Rafael Devers on his way to help that lineup, Pearl. Today, the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Pearl off the four sports gods. Great area in this country. Today, we stop on the Bay Area.
It's funny because the two hardest cities in this entire assignment are Boston and San Francisco, by far. San Francisco, Bay Area.
It was very
Boston's impossible. Bay Area, I thought, okay, Bay Area, we can do this. There's too many gods. There's too many amazing athletes.
Too many gods, but we had to whittle it down to four. Manny, hit the music.
It's time to feast your ears on Maggie and Perloff's Mount Olympus.
By the way, we will get back to the Devers trade in just a moment. We realized that was a major, major bomb that sort of dropped yesterday. We're not used to these big trades happening in the middle of June.
Where does Rafael Devers rank among?
Depends.
Oh.
He's got 8 years now to prove himself with the San Francisco Giants.
That makes me think of another Giant. Anyway, because if he wins a title, okay. Let's just focus on what we have in front of us.
Okay.
This is it. I have a good buddy. Can I start?
Yes.
I have a good buddy from the area. And, you know, the way he talks about, I'm just going to clump them together as two spots. Jerry Rice and Joe Montana cannot not be on this list.
Yeah.
So that takes two spots off the bat. They speak for themselves. So the stadium used to be on that little pier jutting out into the water, Candlestick. Now it's sort of up away from San Francisco and Santa Clara. But it is the definition of San Francisco for so many years was, in a lot of ways, the Niners. And they just, what they did for that city, I can't even imagine. I wish I grew up, but I was so jealous of San Francisco 49ers. That team was so cool.
Yep.
And Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, how else do you describe them except gods? They're unbelievable. So that's two spots are gone. Then it gets really tricky. Number three, I'm going to go with Steph Curry. And because he has the titles. He has four, I believe, right? And he got the team moved to downtown San Francisco, for better or worse, leaving Oakland, as many people have done.
I'm the petty king.
He was a game changer in every sense of the world. I don't really think of the Bay Area as a basketball town necessarily. I mean, obviously, Bill Russell's from there. But I think what Steph Curry did was so remarkable. He has to be on there. Then, of course, you have to get to the Giants. This is where it got hard. Because, listen, I know about the steroids. I know about everything. But to me, Barry Bonds screams sports god of San Francisco. And I left out the other obvious Giant because he played other places in his career. So did Barry.
Yeah,
but
so did Barry.
I think that Barry, what he did in San Francisco was all that anyone really remembers in a historic sense. I put Barry Bonds as my fourth sports god. And listen, yes, I am aware that he is not in the Hall of Fame, but well, I voted yes. And that was sort of my, that was a de facto Hall of Fame vote for Barry Bonds.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled to know he's one of your sports gods. Who needs Cooperstown?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's my four I went with. Rice, Montana, Curry, Bonds.
All right. Well, you and I are lockstep on Montana and Rice. The original GOATs, in my opinion,
yep.
right? These were the two guys
yep.
who were thought of as being the greatest, greatest, greatest until Tom Brady came along.
Well, I mean, Jerry Rice really was the GOAT forever.
Yes.
Like, that was his nickname.
Absolutely. Like, he was considered the best player ever. And this is before we
yep.
weighted the sport so crazy towards quarterbacks that now a wide receiver would never get in this conversation, maybe Randy Moss, but no one would be able to touch it.
Yep.
And then Montana was always the guy and still is 4-for-4 in Super Bowls, which if some people want to, you know, put that above Brady, it's become a tougher argument once Brady won 7. But Joe was the guy and I think would pass all the tests of the, you know, titles, stature, identity. Now, I know you're a big system guy. Was Joe Montana just the system? But I didn't put Bill Walsh on here. I didn't put any coaches on
yeah.
my Mount Olympus, nor executives. Okay, then I went to Steph Curry. I'm with you on that. Because think about Steph, greatest shooter ever. Golden State, outside of a couple interesting years in the 70s and then the We Believe Steven Jackson team that upset the Dallas Mavericks. They didn't have an identity.
Oh, Run TMC, too.
Run TMC, thank you. And Chris Mullin. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Before Steven Jackson, yeah, they were
nestled
amazing.
In the middle there.
Yeah.
Like the 70s, with Jamal Wilkes winning a title and then Run TMC. But these are far spread out. Curry has been consistent. The identity of the team, you knew who exactly what they were. And this was a team that, you know, to be fair to the fans in the Bay Area, always attended Golden State Warrior games, but they were not a consistent playoff team. It's a credit to the fans. They kept showing up. Steph Curry took them to such a different heights. Now they are the modern dynasty. They are the gold standard, if you will, for modern professional sports. And then my fourth sports god, this is not in any order, but it's got to be Willie Mays over Barry Bonds. I mean, Willie Mays never did anything that embarrassed the franchise. And I understand that Barry is a sports god, but that is, for most people, that's a black mark on the organization, not something to be exalted and lifted up. You know, Barry, a lot of us believe, didn't need to do this. He was a Hall of Fame player back in the Pittsburgh Pirates days. It could have been clean. He couldn't do it because of the ego and all the other things. He also wasn't known to be a great guy, not a great teammate. I don't know about him out in the community, but he wasn't known to be a great teammate. And I think that matters, whereas what are you going to say about Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, you know, and someone who not just exemplified, you know, excellence on the field, maybe best baseball player ever, and then also just a prince off the field.
That being said, I think you have the wrong Willie. Willie McCovey. It's just such a great line to say you have the wrong Willie. I don't know. I just had to utter that. Willie McCovey, by the way, definitely a sports god. I mean, if we had more spots, there is no doubt. Willie McCovey is a big name there. It is Willie Mays, obviously, but I did want to shout out Willie McCovey because he's one of the historically underrated. Willie Mays, I was going to say, what am I going to argue against Willie Mays?
I was going to say,
the most famous play he's ever had was in New York. So
The shoulder catch and winning the World Series, yes, was in 1954. That wasn't New York. But
then he went back to the Mets. I'm going to knock that against him.
We're not bringing that up.
Yeah. Then again, I know my fourth spot, Barry Bonds, did play in Pittsburgh. So I just think that for some reason, when you're out in the Bay Area, the way they talk about Barry Bonds, they do not care.
Well, I think part of it is because it's like, yeah, was he a great guy? No. But is he our guy? Yes.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
There's a you know,
circling the wagons feel.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's another negative question.
So there you go. The sports gods of the Bay Area. Now, I know, EJ, you're not happy about these lists. And for one specific reason, right?
Last I checked, this is not the San Francisco
sports gods. Mm-hmm. This is the Bay Area sports gods.
So you want Marshawn Lynch on?
Where is the Oakland representation? Yes. Where
Steph
is
Steph Curry?
Right. Okay, that's one guy who now is playing most of his rest of his career in San Francisco. Where is Al Davis? Where is John Madden?
Al Davis moved the team.
Yeah, but he won two titles there. Where is Ricky Henderson?
Where is Rafael Palmeiro?
Reggie Ricky Jackson. Henderson could be on nine different Mount Olympuses.
Listen, I'm representing the East Bay today. East Bay EJ. Okay,
I'm
disappointed that Oakland is being represented only by Stephen Curry, whose team just moved to San Francisco.
You would split it, by the way, you would split it evenly between two for Oakland, two for San Francisco. You're aware that everyone left Oakland.
What do you mean everyone left Oakland? But there's still a history, right? They're still there. There's still people there. They still love sports, and I think they should be represented.
Chris Davis.
Here's a question for you. Do you think that Al Davis, if we're talking about contributors to the game, Al Davis over Bill Walsh?
Yes.
John Madden over Bill Walsh?
Not John Madden. Al Davis, yes.
Where is
I would totally
Russell?
Disagree. Bill Walsh, much. Honestly, Al Davis, huge deal, but Bill Walsh was arguably the greatest coach of all time. And I think a coach over an owner, because a coach has more influence on what happens on the field, would be my argument.
Al Davis was a coach.
Was the coach, and he was a GM.
Yeah,
obviously.
And a general manager.
Yeah,
and
but as a coach, he's not making this list because of his coaching days. I mean, also, too, he won a Super Bowl in L.A., and then his family moved him to Vegas. That feels wrong. Honestly, if you were having the inverse, the villains of the Bay Area, you could also have the Davis family on there.
Listen, like Maggie said with New York, all gods aren't benevolent, right? And I believe that Al Davis or somebody from Oakland, like the Raider organization, I know we kind of look at them as a joke now, but the Raider organization is a true flagship organization of the NFL. I get the 49ers are amazing, and they're also one of the flagship organizations, but to have zero Raider representation.
The player? If it's not Al Davis,
yeah, you're
going to
say
John
Marcus
Madden.
Allen.
Jamarcus Russell.
Marcus Allen, who I don't, you know, is in LA.
Side.
I mean, it might be Jake the Snake. I don't know. I think Kenny Stabler. I think Kenny Stabler, maybe.
Kenny Stabler, the Mount Olympus of guys who were way older than their actual, looked way older than their age. But
I know. He's balding at like 25.
The thing about it, I mean, listen, why does everyone wear Raiders hats around the country?
Ice Cube?
Yeah, straight out of Compton.
Yeah, because they were in L.A. For when a lot of influencers grew up in L.A., they were there. I think that takes them out of the running here. They were there for a long time, dude.
Oakland, you're being disrespected. I mean, I get, yes. The
no, I understand.
With L.A., my mom, that's when she became a Raider fan, so I get that.
Yeah, that's
but
a lot of people.
The 70s also, the Pittsburgh Steelers-Raider rivalry was as big as any rivalry in football. It is one of the reasons why we love the NFL today. It is one of the foundational pieces of the National Football League. Al Davis and his ideas and help with the hunts to start the AFL is one of the reasons why we have the NFL. Like, there is so much history there for the Raider organization. I get that it's messy. I get that it's complicated. But guess what? Oakland is complicated and messy sometimes. It doesn't mean that they don't deserve some representation. Again, I'm going to shout out the Athletics, too, because Ricky Henderson and Reggie Jackson also could be considered for this as well.
Catfish Hunter.
Yeah, but Reggie.
Raleigh Fingers.
Oh, great mustache.
Raleigh Fingers is a great mustache.
Reggie was spread out.
Yeah, definitely. But his best seasons are in Oakland.
I know. Well, actually, I'm surprised if you're going to put Barry Bonds, why not put Mark McGwire on?
Ah.
Also for Bash Miguel, Brothers.
Miguel Tejada.
Jose Canseco.
I mean, Canseco is polarizing, dude. But he could be
McGuire's
on the villains.
Polarized. Yeah, I mean, but again, I think it's such a hard choice. There's so many sports gods there that you have. I think all these players, the guys who move the least, I mean, Curry gets full spot because he was always there. Montana was only left 1 year to Kansas City, and Rice didn't leave till he was 38 or something. So I'm going to give the longest tenure is the key issue here for me.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I think Al Davis is an interesting one. I did put George Steinbrenner on my New York Mount Olympus, but he didn't move the team to New Jersey or whatever. Like, it's... I don't know.
By the way,
our pal Amy Trask was here, I'm sure that she would be very upset with us that we didn't put Al Davis on because of what an innovator he was. But again, multiple cities, I think, is what caught me up on that. And Bill Walsh, I had a that was tough. I think he deserves this.
I mean, I think the Bay Area, we've argued what city is the toughest. And I know that we're kind of combining two cities. Shout out also to San Jose, maybe some Joe Thornton fans out there.
Sharks.
Like, I do feel like this may be the toughest.
Yeah,
I think because there's a lean to want to put all San Francisco But Oakland has a lot of sports history, yeah. And I don't want to just – I love Steph Curry. You know he's my favorite all-time basketball player. I don't want it to only be represented by him.
Yeah, but the A's sold the team. I mean, they sold off all their stars, and the Raiders moved. Like, these franchises – and the – like, these franchises screwed over Oakland, and therefore don't – I mean, first of all, let's talk about Juan Marichal. Let's talk about Willie McCovey. Let's talk about Madison Bumgarner. Like, those are the guys I think that I would be upset about if they're not on. Not just like Reggie Jackson, because he was there 3 years. And
Reggie Jackson was not there 3 years. He was there 10 years.
Whatever. And the franchise cheaped out. That's the point. Like, they didn't want to spend to keep these
guys.
But
that's not his fault. Reggie Jackson's a player.
Right, but that's why – but you're saying let's reward Oakland. Well, you know what? You lose out because your owners stunk.
But yeah, that's not the fans' fault.
Yeah, but the fans, what about the fans? Like, they still watch. Reggie Jackson winning an MVP and winning a World Series to them is still real to them, damn it. Like,
yeah,
it's
but,
still, like, these things are still real to these people in Oakland. They watch Kenny Stabler lead them to a Super Bowl win, right? Like, they watch those games against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I don't. It'd be different. This was like some like mid Mickey Mouse franchises who we don't care about. But, like, the Athletics of the 70s were a wagon.
A big deal. No, I understand, but then Reggie goes to New York and hits three home runs in a World Series game in 1977, and that's a big part of it also. And, no, listen, the autumn wind is a Raider. That the indoctrination of what the Raiders mean in the NFL starts when you're very young, no matter where you grew up. So we understand, and it's a shame, really, and hopefully Tom Brady can help bring this team back to some kind of relevance, because the league is better when the Raiders are good. Problem is, Raiders are Oakland and L.A.
And Vegas.
Now Vegas. But the Vegas years haven't been so great.
I mean, honestly, they haven't done anything since they left for L.A. in, you know, they haven't really done anything since they left for L.A. in 82, and they made one Super Bowl and then completely imploded. But generally, it's been a rough go. I think the old Giants, I'd be curious, I think the old Giants are getting a little bit of a, I guess you put Willie Mays in for all these guys.
Symbolic.
And by the way, Bass and Bumgarner are like,
he has a case.
Three rings. That's a big deal.
One of the greatest postseason pitchers of all time.
Yeah, definitely.
The Mad Bum.
Yep.
And we were talking about Buster Posey is the one who pulled the trigger on this big Rafael Devers trade yesterday. Posey is a god there. But injuries and other things.
Yeah, he's a good one too.
Yeah, I mean, Giants fans feel like he's their Derek Jeter in terms of a guy who came in, changed the culture and everything, leader in the locker room.
What I think the John Madden one is interesting also because what that's...
No. John Madden, if we're doing video games.
Well, cultural icon.
He won one Super Bowl.
I know, but
Bill
that was
Walsh
a big deal.
Changed the entire game. Well, Bill Walsh invented the West Coast offense.
But did he say, look at this guy, boom.
More people know John Madden than Bill Walsh.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I know, but like we're talking about, yes, nationally. He could be on some national list, but we're talking about this is the Bay Area sports guys. To me, it'd be crazy to put John Madden over.
If I polled 20-year-olds on the Bay Area, more of them would know John Madden than Bill Walsh.
Also, did Bill Walsh ever put a turkey and a chicken and a duck?
No.
Right, but that's all national. That's not
I'm talking
Bay
about
Area.
20-year-olds in the Bay Area. That's what I'm saying. I pulled under
the 30.
He
happens to be
30.
From the Bay Area, but yeah, everybody knows who Mike Tyson is. That doesn't mean gets into the sports gods of New York over guys who won here. So Madden's famous for the video game. As a coach, there's no way he's in the same conversation with Bill Walsh.
I don't think so, but if you're actually Tom Flores would really be the guy for the Raiders. But again, 888-710-4ISN.
Yeah, he won one in LA, though.
That's the problem with the Raiders. Not the problem, but that's the problem with doing this exercise, which is Bay Area sports gods with the Raiders because they were in L.A.
Tim Brown.
Oh, man. Tim Brown's so great.
Legend.
Can't believe James Wiseman was omitted from this conversation.
By the way, is it Steve. Almost Brock Purdy time?
Oh, come on.
How about the modern Niners? How about Nick Bosa?
I think Kyle Shanahan would be the guy that you'd be talking about.
How about McCaffrey? I don't think so. I think, again, he's with the Davises and the possible goats of, not goats in a good way, of Bay Area.
Oh, that sounds. I mean, listen,
Jeff Garcia is a bigger, should be have more higher standing right now than
left-handed.
Brock Purdy. Well, maybe not. He didn't go to Super Bowl, but still.
I love Jeff. Love me some Jeff Garcia.
Tim Lincecum.
Ooh.
Lincecum was a phenom.
He was awesome for like that year or two.
How about we're doing looks? How about Barry Zito?
Zito, Garoppolo. If we're doing looks,
My God, they got Zito and Garoppolo in that town, and you could. Brady's from San Mateo. You can put him in there.
Another potential beef. We're talking all about the Niners. It's all offense. What about Ronnie Lott?
Nothing wrong with Ronnie Lott.
You know,
could have done that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, cut off a pinky finger.
I think this is the toughest one.
No, I think Boston and San Francisco, the Devers trade, they knew that we were doing Mount Olympus today. And they had to pull the trigger.
All right, recap your four sports gods, Pearl.
I went with Steph Curry, Barry Bonds, Joe Montana, and Jerry Rice.
I went with Jerry and Joe as well, Steph Curry, and then give me Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid. So what did we get right and what did we get wrong, Bay Area? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, we've got some beef brewing here, bad vibes all around for one team, and some Cowboys news. Yo.
It's another negative.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good question.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Played a little Hamilton. Andrew Bogus is about to do updates. He's tapping his fingers. I was informed by my 14-year-old daughter that only nerds like Hamilton.
Well, your daughter's a nerd.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you're 14, like, you kind of gravitate towards a little edgier things, possibly.
No, listen.
She liked it when she was 8.
Perloff is raising maybe the coolest kid in America, and she thinks everything we like is whack. So
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
About
by,
right.
But by the way, that's probably accurate. I mean, and folks, you have teenage kids now, too, almost. And, yeah, we're uncool. That is not a hot take.
My daughter's 14 and she still loves Hamilton.
Mm.
We were all watching it because they performed the Tonys like 2 Sundays ago.
Perloff just gave you a judge your daughter.
I'll judge his. Rein her in.
Yeah,
She's 12, not 22.
It's New York. It's like dog years.
You don't want to get into that game with my daughter. Trust me, I've been there.
She'll roast you.
She made me feel like Like, why am I even on this planet Earth anymore? I offer nothing.
She just dusted you. By the way, happy Father's Day, everybody.
I think your kids are just a bit younger, too, Bogues. I think that's
No, my daughter's 14.
Doesn't she make you feel like you're irrelevant in every possible way?
No, apparently she's nicer than your daughters.
It's not even that they're nice. It's just their existence.
Yes, that's true.
I think maybe
you're just nerdier than Bogues.
That's true, too.
Maybe that's it.
I mean,
also, isn't nerd a compliment these days, weirdly? Nerd was bad when we were kids, not now.
I think that was like 5 years ago. The nerd culture peaked.
We're back to jocks?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It was, yeah, nerd became a thing. Is it still a thing? I don't know.
You, Maggie, come on, because...
Why are you guys such nerds? But I grew up in the jocks and cheerleaders type of thing, and they were the cool people.
Sounded like you were a jock.
Yeah, I think we're back to that.
Dorcas Malorcas, stuffing people in
lockers. We're back to a little, right, like the tech nerd. Now the sort of... That whole tech phase, like Silicon Valley, I feel like that's not in anymore.
Well, yeah, they're running the world.
We're in the bro phase now.
What's that?
We're in the bro phase now.
Aren't they techies, though, the bros?
I think they've evolved, is my point. I
think not the bros evolving.
Yeah. But I hate to say it.
Somebody stop them.
They're like Pokemon.
But the techies are now irrelevant, too, because now it's the age of AI.
Are you sure? It feels like Musk and those guys are still pretty relevant.
They're all going to lose their jobs real soon. I think that robots are taking over all that stuff now. So now
programming the robots?
Yeah, the robots.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I think what tech is now is different, though. Like, now it's not so much about like, oh, I started a new app.
Yeah, in your garage, like, you can't go in your garage and build something.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, I bought a Cybertruck and I know what it does. Like, that's the new.
Right,
I'm into crypto. Like, that's the new. Like, that's the new tech. I developed Tinder or Facebook.
But I think 10 years ago, you'd go to college and you'd take computer science.
Yeah,
that's not even really going to be a course for my kids when they get there, so because AI is now doing all what the coders used to do.
It's kind of apropos that we would be doing the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Pearl off the Bay Area and having this very intense discussion about Silicon Valley and tech bros and stuff, because obviously it's all birthed there. But we're doing sports gods, and that's what we want to know.
Davy Diggs from Oakland, by the way.
What did we get right and what did we get wrong? Perloff and I both have Jerry Rice and Joe Montana, the original GOATs, on our list. Mm-hmm. Both have Steph Curry. I went with Willie Mays. You went with Barry Bonds.
I think Steph Curry is a great choice because Silicon Valley created Steph Curry in many ways. A bunch of tech bros bought the Warriors and looked at the numbers and said, three is bigger than two. Let's start shooting more threes. Boom. Dynasty.
Math whiz is over there. They did say they were light years ahead of everyone. Joe Lacob, light years ahead of everybody. And that got clowned, and then it turned out to be exactly right. John's in Western New York. John, the fact that we left off any Raiders, there's no Raider representation, unless you count that one season, I guess, where Jerry Rice was a Raider, but that was kind of weird. John, what did we miss?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say was that, in Madden's years there, I believe he was there, 11 years? I think they played in like 9 or 10 AFL or AFC championship games. In fact, they were the ones that really, they knocked off the Dolphins, and then they turned around and lost to the Steelers. But I mean, he could be put on there, because actually his whole career was with the Raiders in Oakland.
Yep.
So, I know it's weird for a Steeler guy to say that, but he had a pretty illustrious career. You know, it's just that back in that era, nobody jumped around to different teams like they did. So you were always stuck playing teams that were dynasties. I mean, they were stuck playing the Steelers and the Dolphins at the time. So, I mean, it was a little tougher sledding up the hill than it is nowadays, when everybody has decent, you got about a half the league that has decent teams, and then they turn around and they pick up those three or four pieces that make them better. So I just wanted to throw that in there that, yes, I agree that Bill Walsh is better than Madden, but not by as much as you think.
As we're talking about. You know, John, let's put some numbers behind it, shall we? Bill Walsh, John Madden, as far as sports gods in the Bay Area. So, of course, you've got Madden 10 years as the coach of the Raiders, all in Oakland, did get that one Super Bowl. This is crazy. John Madden's winning percentage was bananas.
It's number one in modern history.
76% winning percentage. However,
there's a guy chasing him, but go ahead.
16 playoff games where he has a 9-7 record. So still a winning record. But this is kind of the thing then about Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh, slightly less winning percentage, still 61%. That's really, really good. 10 years, also all in the Bay Area. 14 playoff games, 10-4 in playoff games, including 3 Super Bowls. That's so gaudy. That's crazy.
Well, the thing with Madden is he retired early. So that's why, that's what really cut him
short.
They
both did 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
So yeah, I mean, but Bill Walsh. Well, Walsh came back to Stanford, but I think Madden like really could have done more. He walked away at 40, didn't he? I think he was pretty young.
And also, Madden was,
it's funny,
42.
Because Madden got more famous as a broadcaster than a coach. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Right. That's generally not a negative on a guy.
No.
But we can't like, I think the point of the call we're making, like, John Madden was an amazing NFL head coach.
Yeah.
Like, right, by every metric you can imagine.
But Bill Walsh might be on Mount Rushmore of NFL head coaches, and there's no way John Madden is.
Yeah, but I think that some of that is a little bit of a, I think it's underrating John Madden's coaching, though.
Well, I think you're making a huge mistake that if you would put John Madden and Mount Rushmore.
He's number one on winning percentage.
Well, it's got to be, to me, it's Paul Brown, Madden, Bill Walsh, Belichick, and maybe like a Shula or something. Like, Bill Walsh is way up there. I personally don't think Madden, he won one Super Bowl. The other thing too, Nick Sirianni is going to break that record soon.
Oh,
that's
lovely.
My point.
There's
no chance that's happening.
Let's get Nick Sirianni in this.
Sirianni is going to chase that record down and beat John Madden for the best all-time regular season winning record.
And Howie Roseman will get all the credit. 888-710.
Absolutely right.
4ISN. 888-710-4476.
Go Birds!
All right, what do we get right? What do we get wrong about our Bay Area Mount Olympus folks? What's up?
Control-Alt-Delete, baby. Guys, the Giants made this Rafael Devers trade right before playing the Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball. 23-year-old lefty Kyle Harrison was supposed to start, but packed his bags for Boston instead. Here's Matt Chapman on his new third base coworker.
Obviously sad to see some of those guys go, but that's kind of the nature of the business. And then just really excited to welcome, you know, Rafi in here. And I've always admired him playing against him. So to be able to play with him is exciting.
Chapman is their current third baseman, but he's on the IL right now. So Devers can start there. But what happens when Chapman is healthy? The Giants saying last night they haven't discussed yet with Devers whether he'll DH or go to first base, so maybe we're in line for more drama like in Boston. Now, in addition to Harrison,
yeah, you gotta get that ironed out.
Well, he'll just DH.
But you gotta talk to
DH. I'm a third baseman.
You gotta talk. Well, he's not gonna take it from Chapman, but you gotta talk to the agent before that, right? It's like, this is maybe the thing that caused ultimate chaos, and you're willing to let it ride. That doesn't sound great. And I love the trade, and I still wish that maybe there had been some assurances. I think there had to be.
In addition to Harrison, the Giants are sending to Boston veteran righty Jordan Hicks, minor league outfielder James Tibbs III, and a low-level pitching prospect, while also assuming all of Devers' contract, which has 8 full years and roughly $250 million left on it.
Damn.
As for the game last night, the Giants could not hold on to an early lead.
Well, one pitch. That one is swung on and hammered deep to left field. It's heading back toward the wall. It is gone! A 3-run home run! Andy Páez with home run number 13. And he flips the score over, and the Dodgers now lead it 5-3.
That's Tim Nevron on Dodgers Radio. Andy Páez, a go-ahead 3-run homer, bottom five, leading to a 5-4 win. And then LA announced that Shohei Ohtani will serve as the opener for tonight's game against the Padres. Ooh. So he is back on the mound, first time since his second elbow surgery 21 months ago.
Yeah, and Perloff's not excited about this, and I just want...
I am thrilled about this.
Why is that,
Perloff? Because I'm a Phillies fan.
I don't get it.
Because he's clearly on his way to another MVP, and now this is a risk, right? Like, why add a risk to the best team in baseball?
Okay, so I'm excited about it because I want to see the thing that we never get to see since Babe Ruth, which is a guy hitting and pitching. But I thought was the explanation behind it was really interesting. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No.
So Ohtani's been doing these simulated games. So he would pitch a couple innings in the middle of the afternoon, like 2 o'clock, when you have a 7 o'clock start time. So he'd have to ramp up to pitch at 2 in a simulated game, then kind of cool down, and then kind of get going again before you're ready to play the actual game that night. And he said, this is actually causing me more stress than if I was just pitching and hitting on the same in the same game.
Yeah.
And I got to get that. He's clearly got a creature of habit. Mookie Betts said after the game last night, if you guys watched SportsCenter after the game, he said he sees Shohei Ohtani for 5 minutes before the game. Like, he's on a whole different level as far as his pregame routines and stuff are concerned. So he's not hanging out in the clubhouse 3 hours before playing FIFA, you know, like with these guys.
Instead, he's on DraftKings.
He's researching the Mountain West baseball tournament.
But to me, this feels like...
Oh, I turned my microphone on?
Yeah. Like, what's the point? Well, it's like the Yankees putting Babe Ruth back on the mound. Like, he's won 3 MVPs in 4 years. Like, just let him win another MVP. You have Babe Ruth.
Well, the point is they have 14 pitchers, including 4 starters on the IL. Roki Sasaki might not pitch again this season, they've got to do something.
They put a bunch of relievers out in Game 3 of the World Series, or whatever game that was, and won easily.
But they got to get back to the World Series for that to happen.
Right, it's not ideal.
I mean, aren't they... I assume they're number... Are they number one in the NL? Where are they?
No.
They lead their division by two games.
Yeah, the Mets have the best.
Thought the Dodgers were going to be setting records this year for wins. Like, that has just not turned out that way.
Yeah, when you have, like, 4 MVPs, you're eventually going to win. You really think they need Shohei to pitch to get to the playoffs?
Yeah. Maybe not. But to advance through the playoffs, they need more pitching.
I think they cobbled it together last year and won relatively easily.
It together at the end last year.
Relatively easy. The Padres gave them a real scare.
Yeah.
That was not relatively easy.
I think they were down 2-1, right?
Yeah, they beat the Yankees easily. Sorry, Manny.
They beat the Mets easily, too.
Also, I think if you beat...
6 games.
Historically one-sided, the run differential.
Listen, the games we lost were not close.
If you meet the Yankees again, I find it hard to believe it's going to be that easy a second time.
I think they see the Dodgers. I think they see the Padres again, it's going to be tough. The Padres... They are not ducking any smoke. They don't whistle near the graveyard when they see the Dodgers. Like, they want the smoke.
I think, honestly, you might as well start trying to predict the next major golf tournament. To predict what's going to happen in the baseball playoffs has never been done correctly. It is a hodgepodge. You guys have to admit, it becomes, Billy Bean said, it's a roll of the dice. To try to, like, strategize for the playoffs is very, very difficult.
But 2 seconds ago, you just had the Red Sox not in the playoffs. So you can't keep jumping in and out of this.
But
it doesn't matter.
But the Dodgers have a better record now than the Red Sox.
They do, but you said, you keep saying you just got to get there. The Dodgers were in position.
The Dodgers have to get there.
Theoretically, couldn't get there still from this point right now.
The Dodgers have a dream team, as Maggie just said.
They do.
The Red Sox do not.
Yeah, the Dodgers are better than the Red Sox, but you're already wiping the Red Sox out right now, but leaving other possibilities wide open for anybody.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers are leading the division. The Red Sox are fourth in their own division.
Yeah, but there's also wild cards. And it's June.
A lot of proven concepts with the Dodgers. They have Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani.
I'm not saying the Red Sox are better than the Dodgers. But on one hand, you're wiping the Red Sox out of a conversation. On the other hand, you're saying anything's possible except the Red Sox making the playoffs. That's all.
I see what you're saying. But again, if you're like managing a team, do you want to pay all that money just for a shot to get the wild card?
Well, yeah, because just getting in
is what you keep selling me.
Well, and also it's proven, right? Just getting in, I know obviously the Dodgers won last year and they won the division, but just getting in really is more of you have a better shot than any other sport.
Maybe I'm foolish, but I feel like with the Red Sox, that's a team, that's not a typical wild card team to me. Like, if they get into the playoffs, like, that's a big payroll with big stars and now an ace, an absolute dog at the top of the rotation. You see them in an early 3-game series, you don't think they could beat, I don't know, one of these teams, the Mariners the Astros. Like,
that's the other part. Let's talk about the American League, not exactly the gangbusters, murderer's row that the National League
that's
is.
That's right. Go Yankees.
That's where you're going with that?
It's a positive for many.
Yeah, 500 baseball.
We also had a huge basketball trade yesterday. Yeah. The Grizzlies sending Desmond Bane to the Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, and 4 unprotected first rounders, including number 16 later this month. There's a pick swap in there as well. Orlando definitely paying a lot to get the scoring and 3-point shooting it lacked this past season.
A lot of first round picks.
Yeah, it's a lot of picks. Picks don't mean anything. Just ignore the picks.
One of those picks means something, right? There's a real pick in there.
But guys, doesn't it feel like
the Phoenix pick?
Yeah, doesn't it feel like everybody that makes these big trades, if you're the one taking the picks back, you end up winning in the end? And Bane's not great.
That's what America said on this weekend.
He's very good. He's not great. It's very similar to what happened with Mikal Bridges last year.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
It's like this is a team that thinks that this is the piece that they need because they have no shooting, and he's one of the best shooters. And they also need somebody who can like facilitate the offense. He can do that too.
And aren't you already kind of like, we gave up 5 first round picks for Mikal Bridges?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's the thing about the picks. It's not even so much necessarily like, oh, this pick's going to turn into the number one pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Magic are probably going to be a perennial playoff team. The problem is you can't make any other trades.
Yeah. The fact that you would use the picks for this move
right.
is yeah. like, wow, this was the all-in. Especially because Orlando could be an interesting place to attract people. You got Florida with the no state income tax. You've got a team that was built through the draft that's up and coming.
Nice, wasn't
You're in the Eastern Conference. Like, there's some exciting things about Orlando, and they just pushed all their chips in the middle of the table for Desmond.
And they haven't paid Bancaro yet, right?
I think they just did.
Yeah, I think so.
I think him and Franz got paid. So
I will say one thing. I saw some metrics on Bane like that. He's no joke. Oh my God, his numbers are really good.
Well, the bigger question I think is the domino effect. Does this mean that's a complete fire sale in Memphis? We talk about the Orlando side, but also does this mean Ja Morant is on the block? Does this mean Jaren Jackson Jr. is on the block?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Complete teardown.
But one quick thing about Bane. Bane is 26 and shoots about 40% from three and real action and can play defense.
Yep.
Like. I'd much rather take that than a 36-year-old Kevin Durant or something like that.
Boncaro's still on his rookie, by the way.
But I don't think, was Kevin Durant really, did that make any sense?
Oh, I don't think they had any interest in Kevin Durant. I'm just saying I'd rather take a 26-year-old really, really good player. And
that's what the Knicks thought.
Yeah.
The reality is, though, I don't know if they would have needed to give up 4 firsts for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's on a 1-year deal. Kevin Durant is older. That's the thing. The other thing, too, about this, again, not getting into the weeds of the Magic, but Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has a contract that is deemed to be one of the worst in the NBA. I think it's a little dramatic, but he is making almost $25 million in one of his worst seasons. So some of this draft capital is for the Magic to simply get that contract off their books.
Wendy said 2 of the first round picks are to get rid of KCP.
Yeah.
No contract's worse than Bradley Beal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, KCP was not good for the Magic. It may have just been a bad fit. I actually think that he could still help somebody. But when we see the 4 first rounders, some of that has to do with the KCP deal.
Why would they do that?
It's the season of windy fingers.
Oh yeah.
888-710-4476. Okay, so the trade news, really, this is Major League Baseball's day with Rafael Devers going from Boston to San Francisco. We got our 4 sports gods of the Bay Area there for you to react to. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Steph Curry both make Perloff and I's Mount Olympus. I have Willie Mays. He has Barry Bonds. 888-710-4ISN. And we mentioned it, the Cowboys. What Dak Prescott have to say?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say, we'll tell you next.
I'm the petty king.
Welcome back to the Maggie Perloff Show. That music means the Cowboy Quickie and Dak Prescott, Pearl, saying he needs to win a championship so bad, not for his legacy, for his sanity.
Yeah, I want to win a championship. The legacy, the things, whatever comes after I finish playing will take care of itself. I want to win a championship. Be damned if it's just for my legacy or for this team, for my personal being, for my sanity. Yeah, the legacy will take care of itself. I have to stay with my feet up.
So he was responding to a question about how he's going to hold all these all-time records when all is said and done for the Cowboys. It's going to be much bigger records than Troy Aikman and Tony Romo. He's already passed them.
Staubach.
Yeah, and a lot of different metrics. So now he needs a championship for his sanity. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. There's a lot of pressure on every quarterback to win. It feels like there's a little extra on him because not only is he a Dallas Cowboys quarterback, he's the highest paid quarterback. Really, probably will end up being one of the highest paid in all time. I know Rodgers, I think, is number one, but I think Dak, if he continues to play, will chase him because dude's making $60 million a year. I totally understand this. I just don't think it's realistic.
It's going to be tough. That's your Cowboy Quickie. So
it doesn't feel like he's on the brink of winning a Super Bowl, right?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, he keeps getting hurt, which is a bummer and not his fault. But, you know, he's got Jerry, which is obviously a pretty big obstacle, even though you think Jerry's just a symbolic figure at this point and other people are really pulling the strings. I guess the sanity part of it, I can understand because he probably looks back on a lot of playoff games and is like, what was I thinking? You know, he has a lot of personal regret, I imagine, for a lot of those games. You got the great game of him beating Tom Brady and the Bucks in the playoffs, and you could hold that one up and say, wow, he was excellent. But, you know, he's probably goes back in his mind over certain games like the loss at home to San Francisco, the loss at home to Green Bay. And you think like, I could have been so much better in those
really?
Games.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. He had Nick Bosa bearing down on him in one of those games.
These were close games, though.
Yeah. Was it Noah Brown? He hit a receiver in the chest and bounced up. And they were the inferior team, it felt like to me.
They were 7.5-point favorites against Green Bay. I mean, I know they couldn't stop the run that day, but he was also not good. He was not good in that game.
Oh, yeah, but there's no way you walked away from that and said, this is a Dak Prescott problem. They was 48 points scored on them.
No,
they got run all over. Yeah, again, like I don't really look at Dak. I think Dak is on the wrong team to win a Super Bowl. I think he's probably good enough to win a Super Bowl in the sense that you don't have to be Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen to win a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is just 1-1 and was close in another one. I think he's a good enough quarterback to win a Super Bowl, but not on that team because I think you said Jerry is the obstacle. They don't feel like they're right there. In fact, and they don't feel like they're headed in the right direction either. So I hate to say it for Dak Prescott's sanity. I just don't see it happening.
I don't trust Dak Prescott in a big game at all.
On the right team, you wouldn't trust him? You don't think if he got hooked up with the right coaching staff?
You could drive yourself crazy with that.
I don't see it as a Dak problem.
Is it San Francisco's the perfect team?
If he was the Eagles quarterback with Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown.
That offensive line.
That defensive line that killed Patrick Mahomes. Yes, I think that he could be close. I think almost you're presenting him as a playoff choker. And those games, to me, were not all about Dak.
Oh, you and I will never see that San Francisco loss the same.
Which one?
The loss to Jimmy Garoppolo.
The one where he was
running in the middle of the field as time's running out.
30 seconds to get 80 yards. They were like a minus, you know, San Francisco was like minus 800. That was not like, first of all.
They were favorites in that game and they were home.
Yeah, I mean, but again, they lost to a very, very good team, like an outstanding team.
We didn't know they were that good, though.
Yeah, I know, but then history showed, oh my God, look at Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and all those. I think Bosa was there. I'm getting the years confused. Then they were really, really close in the one in San Francisco.
That's what I'm saying.
But that was not on Dak. Like, a lot of people made big mistakes in that game.
I don't trust him. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So when he talks about Dak Prescott saying he needs to win a championship for his sanity, you know, I think he's the only reason he's driving himself insane is because he has to be going back over these games. Like, oh my gosh, I could have done this. I could have done that.
Yeah, I could have played linebacker and stopped run game. I don't know what you think, especially the Green Bay game. Wait, like everybody faltered in that game. And he wasn't even that bad.
I think he
threw for 400 yards in that game.
And when did those yards come? When that game was beyond out of hand.
He could have had probably one of the top 10 games in NFL history, and they would have lost. Because Green Bay, every time they touched the ball, scored.
Yeah, but you also can sustain drives to try to keep the Green Bay offense off the field.
They were going 8 yards a carry. I don't know how long you want to sustain this drive for 53 minutes, Maggie.
I didn't love it. 888-710-4ISN. I think he gets cover, too, because obviously the big headline was how they got gashed on the run game.
Yeah, they lost 48-32, and that's a quarterback. I know he wasn't great. And by the way, CeeDee Lamb was even worse than he was.
Yeah, they were both bad. But you're talking about he's the one who's saying, I need to win for my sanity. I don't know if CeeDee Lamb is keeping him up at night. I have no idea. It might be. But now we're going to see because George Pickens is to the rescue. Reliable dude.
That's going to fix everything.
Yeah. I do think they're going to be better. I did like the Pickens choice, the Pickens trade. I don't think there's a huge downside. I don't think you can like implode the Dallas Cowboys from the wide receiver position.
They have real problems. They have some key players who are coming off major injuries who may or may not be there. They have this ridiculously hard schedule. They still haven't convinced anyone they fix their run defense permanently.
New head coach.
They keep drafting offensive linemen, so they should be able to run the ball, but I just don't know.
The Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, the four sports gods from all the great cities and areas of this country. Today we're out west, the Bay Area. Who made our Mount Olympus and who got left off? Tell you more about that next. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally?
Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.